50 of season 12 of Movie Rotten Minute, the Daily Podcast, where we dig our way through the 1994 film The Shawshank Redemption, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again in order to finish off this week is Josh Horowitz of 5 minutes of lots of things.
5 minutes of lots of things. Yes, that's what I'm known for. Good to be here, Rob. Thanks for having me.
5 minutes of trouble, 5 minutes of bonsai, you know, 12 chimes, it's midnight of 5 minutes. You know, the 5 minutes, you just throw that in anywhere.
Yeah. Well, we were thinking of doing other five-minute films. We were jokingly saying we were going to do The Golden Child, and that would have been called Five Golden Minutes.
Ooh, okay.
and we wanted to do the movie The Right Stuff, but I don't know, 5 minutes of stuff? We would have had to have come up with some sort of another name.
Yeah, that one I would listen to for sure. The Golden Child, I don't know if I would listen to. I mean, even though I do love what you and Brett have done, I did not like The Golden Child at all. But The Right Stuff I love. And
yeah,
the truth is, doing that one 5 minutes at a time would take still take a while, because it is over 3 hours.
Yeah, that's 3 hours. Yeah, I really like that movie, Right Stuff.
That
was the movie that made me want to become an astronaut when I was a kid.
Why not? Are you a fan of other space-related?
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah,
space-related.
I love a good space movie. I was excited to see the movie First Man when that came out a couple of years back. From the Earth to the Moon series was very well done. There's even a podcast I've been listening to. I listened to a second time just recently. That's actually many years old, but that was really good about the space program. It was called 13 minutes to the moon. Well, there you go. 13 minutes, 5 minutes. I get attracted to these minutes things, but this one was excellent. It was done by the BBC, where they were trying to do it to, I guess, honor the 50th anniversary of the moon landings. So this was put out in 2019, and they talk about just the 13-minute descent from orbiting the moon down till they touched on the surface, and what had to go through during that time. And they spend like 10 episodes going through it with some interviews and stuff. It's excellent. They did that one. They followed it up with another 10-episode series talking about Apollo 13. Then they had another series about the space shuttle. And then finally, they just did one recently talking about the Artemis II missions. So those are really great. A lot of fun. If podcast fans like space stuff, I highly recommend
them. I do. I'm a big space fan, and I'm going to have to check those out, because really, really cool. Anytime I see any movie or documentary about the space program, I just gobble it up. I saw a few weeks ago, there was a documentary called Space Woman about the first female space shuttle pilot and commander.
Oh, not Judy Resnick. That would be Sally Ride? Or?
No. Sally Ride was the first woman in space. She wasn't the first. Uh-huh. What was her name? Colleen. I mentioned somebody and I can't remember her name. But
I thought you were going to mention the woman cosmonaut, Tereshkova.
Eileen Collins. That's who it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
Eileen Collins, right. Okay.
It was so fascinating.
That's cool.
It was a very fascinating watch. I really
and,
do.
And I if you also like space stuff, there was a PC game that I got not that long ago called Reentry, which is a whole simulation of the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo missions, and every switch you actually throw in that, and it all works. It's crazy.
Oh wow!
So you can land on the moon in real life,
or crash hundreds of times.
Or crash, yeah. It's very easy to make these things not work.
Yes. I've tried doing a helicopter simulation, a real helicopter simulation, and I don't know how pilots can do it, because you have to have two sticks, one going one direction, one going the other direction at the same time. I didn't last very long.
It's kind of funny, if you are familiar with helicopter simulations, the process of landing on the moon is like flying a slow motion helicopter. That's the best way to describe it. It's pretty crazy.
Oh wow, cool. Have you flown a helicopter or a slow motion helicopter?
I have not, just Sims.
Oh, okay.
I've tried at one point flying in a small Cessna plane, because I was all into simulators and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna fly a real plane one day. I'm gonna learn, but I get motion sick. And
Yeah, that's a problem, especially
even
after.
taking pills and stuff, I was just I couldn't handle it. So I figure, all right, I'll just stick to the Sims.
Well, I can understand that, especially after having heard your story about when you were on your way to the Movies by Minute conference and your plane started taking a dive. So
No. I never take Frontier ever again.
there you go. You see, I remember these stories.
Yeah.
You told me that seasons and seasons ago,
I
and I
know.
still know about your
That's
chicken pox,
great.
so.
Yeah.
You see, you leave memorable points on me, that's good.
I'm glad you remember them. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Isn't that the point? Don't we want to remember
Yeah.
fascinating stories that were told during a podcast? Why not? It makes it a little more personable that you know that somebody actually pays attention and listens to your stories and remembers them years later.
Sure.
So. There you go. All right, so minute 50 begins with the guards continuing to mess up the place and ends with Norton beginning to discuss chapter and verse.
Yeah, it's a Bible quote battle.
That's right. So we ended things yesterday with Hadley and Trout coming into Andy's cell and just start making a mess of everything. And they continue doing that today. And Andy just looks at the wall, scared out of his mind that someone's going to take his Bible and find out what he's really up to, or take down the poster, for that matter. That's
Wow.
his, I'm assuming that's his biggest fear. He's like, I don't care about the books. I don't care if you want to mess up my pillow. just don't touch my stuff that is definitely going to put me back in the hole.
I mean, such a tenuous situation where just one wrong move at the wrong time and that would eliminate years and years of planning.
That's right. And I mean, we see that they even pick up the bed, and they look under the springs of the bed. I mean, they're checking everywhere. I don't know what they're looking
I
for.
mean, do you think they do this for every cell, or did they get a word that maybe he might be trying something?
I don't know, but my point is that we know Andy has what to hide, and
Yeah.
as thorough as these guys are, they're not finding the two important things here. On Monday, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the things that they find, but in general, it's just very interesting that the rock hammer and the hole in the wall go undiscovered.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? And then they give us a shot of Norton just standing there in the doorway, watching this all happen. Looks like he's saying ho hum, ho hum. He's pretty bored just watching that. And then, I mean, you even see Trout take like this little stool and overturn it and look for something under the stool. It's like, what the hell are they looking for? What is someone going to be hiding here that they're.
Well, I mean, that's a good place to hide a rock hammer if you don't have a Bible.
That's true. And it's a good thing he didn't. But
Yeah.
my assumption is they're not looking for a rock hammer. They're as we will find out next week, they're just sizing him up. That's all it is. But still,
Yeah. Yeah.
they're doing a very thorough job of that. And then Hadley says, "Turn around and face the warden." And then we hear in the background from a different cell, I guess, someone screams, "Contraband!" Which it was just the funniest thing that I didn't notice until I was doing my research now, that someone even says that, and that it's not even coming from within this cell, meaning that someone else is still tossed in a different cell and they found some contraband, whatever that contraband
Yeah.
theoretically is. I mean, they're
Huh.
contraband. We know that there are things they're letting them have here that they probably shouldn't. And again, we'll get more into that next week. But
Let's keep going.
it's very interesting that the the warden and the guards are willing to look the other way for certain things in order to keep the peace. You know, as far as they're concerned,
Yeah.
you know, okay, well, so you have this type of contraband or whatever it is, but you know, as long as you're not rioting and you're not causing any type of problems, you know, I don't really care. You know, that type of thing.
Right. I mean, prisoners can have cigarettes and playing cards, but like if they've got a shiv, that's probably something they shouldn't have.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, shivs are
Yeah.
not necessarily the best type of thing to have, for obvious reasons.
Right.
Well, actually, it depends on who you look at. If, you know, looking at it from a prisoner's perspective, maybe a shiv is a good thing. But
Great.
yeah, the warden is you know very very interested in keeping the peace, and he walks over. He walks into the. Into the cell, and we see Trout basically nods to Hadley, and Nodley, and then Hadley nods back to him, and then Hadley then nods to Norton, who nods back to him. You know, it reminds me of the Sting. You know, they just have to like put their fingers to their nose as they're
Right. Yeah.
going through with the whole thing. Also, just add that little bit of it. Just a little bit. And at this point, you know, Norton gets closer to Andy, who has already turned around, and he sees that Andy has the Bible in his hand, and he looks down at him and goes, I'm pleased to see you reading this. Of course, he doesn't know that Andy's not really reading it. Andy's hiding a rock hammer in there. You know, which again, I've brought this up before. I just find it really interesting that if Andy has the rock hammer in there, so how did he get rid of all the pages that he needed in order to bury the rock hammer in the Bible? You know, you can't necessarily flush
Oh,
them down
maybe
the
he
toilet.
ate them.
Well, maybe because
He ate them.
you know what,
One page at a time.
that probably is the best answer, because you can't put them down the toilet, because if the toilet stuffs up, someone's gonna wonder why there are verse or cut up verses of the Bible in your toilet.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, you got to be careful about those things.
Yeah.
And then Norton says to him, "Any favorite passages? Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh." And the warden looks at him and goes, "Mark 13:35." I always like
Yeah.
that one.
Yeah, that's I checked it and yeah, sure enough, it is Mark 13:35. It's a pretty ballsy quote
Yes.
for Andy to say, you know, he like he has something to
That's
hide.
right.
He's confident.
That's right. Just watch out, because you never know when the master of the house is going to show up. Again, this is all chosen on purpose. No question about that. And then Norton continues, goes, but I prefer, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So again, that's also, I mean, I'm assuming, did you look that one up also? That it's that is the quote.
Yeah, I mean it was like John chapter 8. I
That's
forget
right.
what the verse was. In fact, I think that that gets cut
That's
off
right.
in this minute, so
We
we'll never know what it is.
hear that it's in John chapter 8. That's all we know. But it's a very it's it I gotta say, it's also a very bold statement from Norton, because Norton is basically saying, I'm the one in charge here. You know, if I want something to be light, it's gonna be light. And if I want something to be dark, it's gonna be dark. You know, you keep in line with me and you'll be fine. That's more or less what he's saying here. And it's great, because it also basically foreshadows what's going to be happening. You know, again, Andy will be under the protection of Norton if he does what Norton wants him to do. So it is a great quote from for him to use that here.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about the Bible. It's like there's so many quotes and you can always find the right quote for the right situation, I'm sure.
But again, part of the whole thing also is that you know, you have to remember it. You have to remember the quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I have studied at least the Old Testament, not the New Testament, and I know a lot of them, but I can't say I know them all by heart. And if I were to be able to, someone were to quote something, I don't know if I'll be able to say, the chapter and verse. I might know where it's from, but not necessarily the chapter and verse. But
Well, there have been historically people who are so learned with the Bible that they can
that's
just
right.
do
Well,
that.
apparently.
You have to spend a lot of
That's right. Well,
time on
Andy
that.
Dufresne has 3 years to be, or two years. He had 2 years to be studying all the pages that he needed to sit and eat. So
Yeah, the pages before he
that's
ate
kind of,
them.
remember this page before you put it in your mouth. I don't know. And Norton must also have time for Bible study. when he's not taking advantage of all of the prisoners for his own benefit. And as Andy tells Norton where that's from, he goes, John chapter 8, and then he gets cut off. So we are going to have to wait until Monday to find out what chapter
It's
he's referring to
exciting.
here.
A whole weekend. Can't wait.
That's right. Get those Bibles out and try and find that quote. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss about this particular minute or about
Well,
Shawshank in
the thing
general?
in this minute I did want to say is that Warden Norton reminds me of Arnold Toth in Raiders. You know, here you have another smiling, sinister guy with glasses. Though I don't think Warden Norton burns his hand on a flaming medallion.
Yes, but he doesn't know that he's supposed to take one kaba off to honor the Hebrew God.
Yes. And his face doesn't melt in
So
spectacular
that's a little bit of
fashion.
a problem. No. I don't know. I don't know if melting is. We do get a very interesting visual shot of his head at the end of this movie. So who knows?
Yeah, now an interesting thing about the actor who played Toth in Raiders, his name was Ronald Lacey, a British actor, I believe. And he's in Buckaroo Banzai of all places, playing an American president, though they ended up dubbing over his voice to sound American. So
Oh
there's
wow.
the tie-in.
I did not remember that
Yeah.
fact.
I mean, Banzai is just a strange movie. In that movie, the president is actually lying on his back the whole time because he threw his back. It's weird.
Okay, very cool. All right, so today's segment is called Weekend Break, where my guests will give their top five prison break movies.
All right, let's see. For these ones, I had a bigger list that you had given me. I would say number five would be the Sean Connery movie, along with, oh shoot, what's his name?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, right. I'm
Nicolas
talking about The
Cage.
Rock. I'm talking about The Rock. And that one, a literal prison escape and kind of a prison break in as well, because they're trying to get into the. Into the Alcatraz over there, but that was a very fun movie. Great soundtrack too on that one. Number four, not technically a prison break movie, but there is a good escape at the beginning, and that's The Goonies. That whole opening segment when they break out of prison and the Fratellis and then speed off, and then you see the kids, and that introduces it. So I put that one on the list.
You schmuck. You really think I would have killed myself?
Oh, the Goonies, yeah. Let me see. Number
Yes.
three, Cool Hand Luke. Another prison movie with lots of eggs.
And lots of
And
prison
lots of,
escapes.
yes. Number two is a very large prison. In this case, the prison is New York City. And the movie was Escape from New York, a John Carpenter film. That one, I enjoyed that one. That was one that I saw years later after I had seen Big Trouble because I was interested in John Carpenter films. And then finally, I think the classic escape movie has to be The Great Escape. With all the planning, the different tunnels and the names and everything, and based on a real life event, I believe, isn't it? The Great Escape. Yeah. Though there's one bonus one that I saw on the list, and I was kind of happy to see it there. There was a movie on there called The Wrong Guys, which I happen to be in. And sure enough, the bad guy in that movie, who's played by John Goodman, does escape from prison. So there's a movie I was in that's on the list. How about that?
Excellent. That's great. Right. Excellent. So now we will play the two daily games. Again, do you have a choice of which one you want to start with? Since this is your final time doing
Yeah,
it.
let's do the IMDb one.
All right, so we're gonna do high low. So let's spin the wheel and see what you All right, the 1999 Oscar winner, American Beauty.
I did see that one. That was with Kevin Spacey, wasn't it? Went the rose
Yes.
petals,
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. 8.2 and 82%.
Oh, you're starting to get the hang of this. It's 8.3 and
Okay.
87. So that's
Yeah,
pretty
yeah, yeah.
good. Pretty good. All right. Let's spin the wheel again. Okay, you actually get a movie from this year, Sentimental Value.
I have no idea what movie that is.
It's a, I think it's a Swedish film or Norwegian film.
Oh Lord. All right. No idea. How about 7.9 and 85%?
Okay, it is 7.7 and 95%.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
All
I
right,
don't
let's
go to
spin the wheel
movies
for
these
your
days
final
as
round.
often. Usually when I do, it's going to be some of the bigger name ones. If it's anything
Right,
beyond that, if it's
understandable.
on streaming, yeah.
I understand that. All right, and your final one is the 2014 film American Sniper.
American Sniper.
With Bradley Cooper.
What was that about? The war in Afghanistan or something?
Yes. Also based on a true story of
Never, yeah.
Kyle. I can't remember his last name right
Huh.
now.
Yeah, I never saw that one, but heard of it. I don't know. War movies. I don't know. 7.9 and 90%.
Yeah, no, that one you overshot a little bit. It's 7.3 and 72%.
Okay. Yeah,
Right.
the
It's
war movies are a harder sell
about
in
Chris
some
Kyle.
cases, yeah.
That's right. It's Chris Kyle, and that was directed by Eastwood, Clint Eastwood.
Eastwood, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And now we will play the second game, Name That Novel Adaptation. So let's spin the wheel and see what you get. All right, the 2007 film that originally was called Oil.
Ah, I know this. There Will Be Blood. Yes,
Very good.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Yes, what a great movie.
Is great. All right. So, Josh, would you like for one last time this season to tell everyone where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me at joshhorowitz.com, 5minutesoftrouble.com, 5minutesofbonsai.com, 12chimesradio.com, and listen on the YouTubes and hopefully in a podcast sometime soon for my radio adaptation of Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Indiana Jones film, being done based on an original, or not an original, but the early draft script of Raiders, and we're doing this as a radio drama. So we've already done 2 episodes. The plan is to try to do 10 based on the original screenplay, and it includes scenes and characters not seen in the original. We have a full cast, sound effects, music. It's a lot of fun. Just look up Raiders Radio Drama, and you should be able to find it. And that's it.
All right, excellent. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Move Around Minute. You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website, movearoundminute.com. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to movearoundminute@movearound.net. So, Josh, thank you very much for joining me this week. It's been a pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed it too, even if we're just talking about horse apples and things like that.
Always fun to talk movies with you, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
All right, I appreciate it. So I'll be back on Monday with a new guest. But until then, everyone, get busy living.
Or get busy dying.